about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Come on, Sam. The show's sucking so far.
And away we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Can I sing a song called You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker?
You said Cocker.
Yes.
You understand why that's funny, right?
Because my accent, huh?
Yes, that's exactly why that's funny.
Pick a number in your mind, don't tell me.
Five.
No, I said don't tell me.
Oh, okay, okay.
You have a number?
Four.
In your mind.
Okay.
You have a number?
Two.
In your mind, I said.
Oh, okay, okay.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Keep it in your head.
Okay.
And now.
I'm all kinds of variety ladies' men. I know every G-spot of your vein.
Our feature presentation.
That's tough to argue.
Are there multiples? Wow, he does know a lot.
You don't know much, Lisa.
I guess not.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:34. What you heard right there is Omar, DJ Omar Khan, who has made torturing people a science.
And in many ways.
And an art, yeah. So, good times.
I kind of miss the old Armenian comedian DJ Omar Khan podcast.
That happened twice?
Yeah, I kind of miss it. Good times. Hey, party people, welcome in. It is Wednesday morning, and we've got a new show planned for you today. Let's get started with this story, Kevin, that I know you saw yesterday, but maybe our audience did not, about the new machine that may save the world.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
I think you might change your mind when you hear the details of it.
Nope.com.
Bill Gates, as you know, Lisa, is, I mean, he's, no one has ever been more generous with his money than Bill Gates has.
True humanitarian, yes.
True humanitarian. I mean, how rare is it? What an exceptional human being to be as smart as he is, to have created so many computer innovations and run Microsoft for all those years, and then basically just step away from that and figure out ways to give away hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to save the world. I mean, he's, you know, he's come a long way toward stopping malaria outbreaks. I mean, that was his initially he was going after infectious diseases. Well, now he's trying to tackle the problem of the lack of clean drinking water around the world. So he's offering huge amounts of money to people who will come to him with ideas that he will then pick up and fund that will solve this problem, because there's like a billion people around the world who just poop wherever they happen to be standing.
Yeah.
There's no kind of sewage system or anything like that. There's, you know, they go in the rivers. There's just nothing to do with it. There's nothing but poop. A lot of countries like India, it's a huge problem. And therefore, the drinking water all gets infected, and then people get sick, and little kids die of diarrhea. That's what's happening all over the world.
Nothing but poop is the name of Muggs' autobiography.
So Bill Gates says, hey, who's got an idea? And there's this guy who runs a company called Janicki Bioenergy in a Seattle suburb. He's an aerospace engineer, but he's good with computers. He's also an inventor. And he says, you know, I don't know anything about clean drinking water or this problem, but I'm going to try to invent something. And sure enough, he came up with a machine. It's a little bigger than a machine. It looks like a small power plant, but it turns poop into clean drinking water.
What?
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yes, it does.
No. 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 Hell no.
It
no.
It takes
no.
Human or animal waste.
No.
No, I'm serious. No. And converts it into drinking water that is cleaner than anything you would get out of the tap in your home.
That's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
Yes.
That just happened.
It is anticipated to handle waste from 100,000 people and will produce up to 86,000 liters of drinkable water a day. And also, one side effect is usable electricity off of the machine.
Here's Good a, Lord, it does everything.
Here's and a little, it'll detail your car for you, too. Here's a brief, not too technical explanation of how the machine works. And then, Kevin, I'm going to want to hear from you whether you would just die of dysentery or you would drink this water after you hear the description.
This is where the sludge enters the machine. It goes up this conveyor belt, is fed into these large tubes we call the dryer. That's where we boil the sludge. And in the boiling process, we separate the water vapor from the solids. The solids are now dry, and we can feed them into the fire. Once we have this very hot fire, we can make high-pressure, high-temperature steam. And we take that steam, and we send it to a steam engine. And the steam engine drives a generator that makes electricity that we use for the processor and also excess electricity that can be delivered back to the community. The water vapor that's created in the boiling process is run through a cleaning system until we have the cleanest, purest water you can possibly imagine.
What do you think? You in, Kevin?
Smells like donkey ass.
It's genius, isn't it?
It is.
It's genius.
If it sounds too good to be true.
Well, there is. I mean, okay, so let's say you plop that down in India somewhere.
Right. Uh-huh.
You got to pipe the poop. They don't have that yet.
That's right.
So there's
you got to figure out some way to get the poop to the machine.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But that seems like a small problem compared to how much clean drinking water it'll get.
Maybe you can just make an appointment. You know, I feel like maybe this afternoon about 2, I'll stop by.
And then they just put porta-potties all around the machine and then it just goes directly in?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are some details to be worked out, but they're sending the first machine to Senegal later this year, and they're already in the process of building new machines. But we talk all the time about how smart some people are and how nothing would ever get invented if it were up to us.
Oh, yeah. No
question. It's just incredible that somebody figured out a way to do this. That's all.
Here's the thing, though. Remember when we went on that ramp? I went on a rampage against smart cars and how dumb they were, and their names smart cars and how ridiculous is that? And then everybody said, "Oh no, you know what? They did safety tests. They're the safest car out there." And I said, "We all said, I think that's not possible because it's a tiny little car that's 1 inch from your body."
Yeah.
And it turns out it wasn't true. So what I'm saying is, this isn't going to happen.
Well, it looks like it is happening.
Yeah. I know it looks that way.
You think it's too good to be true.
You're a simpleton, Bean.
I guess so.
You don't understand.
You don't see the world like Kevin.
That's right.
I'm looking at video right now of Bill Gates taking a big old swig of water out of this machine, though. And
I
saying
didn't think you were going to say swig of water.
Me either.
Saying it tastes just like water. So that seems like it's a good step in the right direction.
And then he said,
"I pooped my pants."
Maybe so.
I don't know. I can't. I was watching that story, Bean, yesterday. There was video with it. I was watching the story. And they were talking about the sledge or the sludge.
Sludge, right.
And it lost me right
there. Sewage, basically, yeah.
It lost me right there. I didn't need to see where it was going next.
Well, it had a happy ending.
I just knew where it came from and where it wasn't going. And that's in me. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay, everybody take out their thinking caps and rip them up. Then take out your doing caps because we're going to do something today.
We are going to talk to Ashley Escada from CNET, who is in Las Vegas for the CES, Consumer Electronics Show, where they are basically rolling out all of the new electronics that are going to hit the market in, what does it work out to be, Bean? Like two or three years?
2 or 3 years, yeah. But I am excited about getting a new TV that's the size of the Great Wall of China.
That exists?
It's pretty close.
I saw that they were coming out with a TV that's better than 4K. And I remember having a conversation at the end of last year asking if 4K was even worth it yet. And they're like, "Yeah, there's no programming for it.
Right.
They don't shoot it that way. You can't see it that way. So not really. So we need a TV that's better than that now." I know it's weird, but it's always fun to talk about all the new stuff that's coming out. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have your most embarrassing moment. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, your story is fun.
We'll
start with Kevin's story.
There's a football player that...
I pooped my pants.
So we're going to talk about that, and we'll take your stories as well. There was a guy that photographed Bigfoot taking a bath.
Okay.
Some more details on that.
Does that.
That you'll believe, by the way. Pretty poop in the water. You can't see that happening.
Real King, Fake King.
Oh, I love that game.
Been a while.
Larry King tweets, and Bean makes up other nonsense tweets because, let's face it, they're two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
And then we have to guess which is real, which is fake. We're going to do that very soon. Taylor Swift and her battle with Katy Perry, which we all know that she's going to lose and we're very excited about.
Team Taylor.
Bean's Wheel of Christmas presents. He's given up. Bean has given up.
Bean used to be the best gift giver of us all.
Yeah, and he would get it early, and it was annoying.
Yep.
Because then we'd have to go.
Yeah, he'd be done by Thanksgiving, practically.
Yeah. Now, he's just given up. And
I had a bad year, you guys.
Yeah, I would say. and yesterday, he came up with what I think is a genius idea, which is the Wheel of Bean Christmas Gifts. So we're putting stuff on a wheel. We're going to spin it. Like, we'll say, "This is for you, Lisa." We'll spin the wheel. Whatever it is, you get.
I don't know yet if it's genius or not. We won't know until we see how much it ends up costing me.
Yeah, could be bad.
Well, one of the things that it could land on is 10 grand.
Nope.
I've decided. Nope. Dean's saying no, but I'm in control of the wheel, so I don't know what to do about that. Our friend Linda Pauly has written a new song. I'm sorry. John Lennon has written a new song, a new Kevin and Bean song. Linda Pauly has sung it.
He channeled it.
It's genius,
by
the way.
She channeled it.
Yeah, it is genius.
It was channeled.
Yeah. And that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
Those of you wondering how Beer Mug's diet for 2015 was going, he's having Pop-Tarts for breakfast right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Then we go.
A lot of commitment. A lot of commitment to the diet this year, Mugs.
The more I gain, then the easier to be to lose, because it'll all lose like in a big hunk of calories.
Wednesday morning.
Some theory, I'm sure.
Yeah. Time for the. He did. He said, I had a healthy dinner last night, so it's cool.
He's going to work out tonight. I said, it's your blood sugar. That's what I'm concerned
Lisa,
about.
Lisa, don't muddy up the waters with science.
Do you guys remember when he was on his big weight loss plan and he ran in place for exercise?
Yes, we do. Yes.
He ran in place.
And he ran around his pool.
That was a thing. He ran in place.
That's the kind of commitment he gives to the job and to his body. Hey, how about some showbiz beat? Here's Ralph.
Well, good news for Beer Mug and for Lisa, because you know Lisa likes the clouds and dust and other gluten-free
Tell
things.
Tell me all about it.
Girl Scouts have gluten-free cookies now.
That is smart.
Trios is the name of their new gluten-free cookie.
Awesome.
And they've announced that they will also be adding two other gluten-free options. Toffee-tastic and rah-rah raisins will also be gluten-free.
Why are
so
they?
Get all, so F your gluten. You don't have to worry about gluten. It was F gluten, man.
I was going to ask why they're catering to people who make up that imaginary gluten-free, you know, thing. But I guess if people believe it, people will buy these cookies.
Is it 100% imaginary? I mean, do we know that?
There's a little science, Bean, but let's not worry about that.
I think something like 95% of the people who think they're gluten intolerant are not. There's just a very few people who have that. What is it, Lisa? The celiac disease where they really can't have gluten?
Yes, you can have celiac disease. You can also be gluten intolerant and not have celiac disease.
The vast majority of people, though.
The
vast majority of people have no problems with gluten.
Probably have problems with gluten.
Yummy.
Well, eat up is what we're saying. Girl Scouts are saying that anyway. This makes me laugh. You know, romance novelist Nicholas Sparks, the one who's just punished us forever being fellas because of The Notebook and Walk to Remember and Give a Rose to Johnny and Skip to the Loo, My Darling, and whatever the hell else he wrote. He and his wife of 25 years, Kathy, are getting a divorce. I can't help but laugh.
Yeah, everything he does is so, romantic, right?
Yes, he's so the romantic. King of romance and making your loved ones know how much you love them even after they die, and it is carrying on the love of loving and with loveliness. So, look, even this dude is full of, first of all, BS, and secondly, can't make it work. It's just hard, man.
It is hard.
Although some of his female fans are not taking this very well at all. My favorite quote, "I don't even know how to process trusting his love stories anymore," said one angry female reader.
His fictional love story.
How can I trust in his fiction anymore? I felt the same way when I found out Gene Roddenberry didn't really fly in space.
That's awesome.
Charlie Sheen went on a rant against Kim Kardashian this week. No one really knows why, apparently. Charlie caught wind of a story where Kim Kardashian denied a 6-year-old girl an autograph, told her assistant to handle it. Well, he went off on Twitter, including this, my favorite tweet. "You were lucky that anyone cares about your gross and jiggly bag of funk you dare call an ass." Winning. "Your public loves you. Give something back or go F yourself," he wrote. He later apologized, saying he was angry about something else.
What?
Yeah. Why do you apologize?
I don't know. Don't apologize.
Oh.
And Felicia Rashad has finally spoken out about her longtime co-star Bill Cosby. She, of course, played Claire Huxtable on the long-running, very popular Cosby Show. She told Showbiz 411, the website, that she didn't speak out earlier because she didn't want to become part of the public debate. But she had never seen any inappropriate behavior by Cosby in the years when they were working together. And she even went further to say regarding these allegations, forget these women. What you're seeing is the destruction of a legacy, and I think it's orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it. So you're just guessing that
she
someone...
She has no info, except she did work with him for a long time.
Yeah, but about this, about these women and their statements.
She has no info.
Saying it's the destruction of a legacy. It's orchestrated. But I don't know who would orchestrate it or why they would orchestrate it. So apparently someone's trying to ruin the legacy that Cosby will leave behind for some reason.
Again, someone letting facts get in the way of her narrative.
Yes. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, before I do, I want to mention the first Hollywood Babylon of the New Year is going to happen this Friday night at 10 p.m. over at the Improv on Melrose in West Hollywood. Kevin Smith and I on stage performing in Hollywood Babylon. Love to have you come out and join us.
Nine!
You can go to improv.com to get all details and tickets for tonight's, for Friday night show at 10 p.m.
Nope.
Anybody watch Agent Carter last night? Anybody catch me on Agent Carter?
I watched Agent Carter right through your performance, and then I had other stuff to do, and I didn't finish it yet, but I liked it a lot.
How did you stop? With the destruction and the nitramine and the blowing up of things and...
I had other stuff to do.
Leviathans. You don't know, man.
I don't. I know. I liked it. I like what I watched.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's good.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor David Crusoe is 59 years old today. Nicolas Cage turns 51. Jeremy Renner's 44.
I don't need the camera to be that tight on your face, though, Ralph. I got to be honest.
Yes, you do.
It's pretty tight. It's pretty tight.
It is, man. It's because it was radio. They're showing you people talking into microphones. Right. It was an artistic choice. Director Joe Russo, who directed, by the way, along with his brother, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
That's a little late for the Caruso birthday. If that's
that was for the Caruso birthday?
What are we on, a 30-second delay?
all right, we got it, we got it. We understand. We understand.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Is that Muggs?
Let's tell a story about who the director of the episode was. It was the guy who directed Winter Soldier, Captain America Winter Soldier. So I think he knows a little bit more about where to put the camera than Kevin does. And then Kevin said, I forget, I don't do anything, and then hit some music. Hall of Fame! Dustin Diamond's 38 years old today. He will be standing trial for stabbing a guy in a bar in Wisconsin on Christmas. So that's all you need to know about Dustin Diamond's life.
Wow.
Yeah. Lauren Cohen, the actress, is 33 years old today. Actor Brett Dalton, speaking of Marvel and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he's 33 years old. Lindsay Fonseca, who was on the show last night.
She was.
She's very funny and very talented, 28 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So, Kevin, does this mean you're going to be seeing AC/DC in April? Is that what's happening here?
Absolutely. Yes.
They're an awesome band live, by the way. You're going to have so much fun. They are headlining night number one of Coachella 2015. The lineup was just announced yesterday. You can get all the details at krock.com. And some tickets go on sale today at noon. I know we thought that they were all sold out from last year, but you can still get festival and shuttle pass combos, and there are some VIP packages and some other stuff. Bunch of information up at krock.com. Noon today will be whatever's left for Coachella, which is going to be in April 2015.
You know, I thought they were all sold out because you guys yesterday said all the tickets are sold out.
Yeah.
That was our understanding, Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah. They went up on sale months ago.
You guys must get tired of being right all the time.
It is a little tiring. That's why every once in a while we'll throw you a curveball like this.
Yes.
On purpose. What's wrong, Casey? You all right? You dying?
Yep, I'm good. What? I'm just listening to you guys.
She's got gluten coming up.
I think Lisa needs some more gluten in her diet. That's the problem. Who wants to play a little game we like to call Real King, Fake King? Yes.
If we weren't doing this game, and even though we are, I pick Larry King as a guy who tweets stuff you would love.
Oh, yeah.
You love his tweets, right?
I find him entertaining. I do follow him. I follow less than 100 people, and Larry is one of them.
Okay.
So I am
like
entertained by his
tweets.
You like
the cut of his jib, I bet.
About once every 2 or 3 weeks, Larry, I assume, just gets S-faced and just takes to the Twitter and just starts typing whatever comes to his mind. And I'm so amused by those that we came up with this game where you guys can tell us whether they are real Larry King tweets, something the man actually put up into the internet, or if they're fake tweets that we just made up to sound like Larry. That's the mission here.
And who could make them up better than Bean?
So, Ralph, you're going to play the game. Kevin, you're in.
Yep.
And Lisa as well. Yep. Why don't we start with Kevin today? Give him an opportunity to guess, real or fake. Now, if it's a...
Is it Larry King, or are we faking?
If it's a real Larry King tweet, this is the sounder you'll hear.
Will Glenda be there?
All right, and if the tweet is fake, you'll hear this.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
All right. All right. Kevin, you're up first.
Real or dig on both of them?
Or fake? have to ask go that.
Okay. Right.
My wife is crazy about Ashton Kutcher, and I can see why. My wife is crazy about Ashton Kutcher, and I can see why. Real Larry, fake Larry?
His wife is like 30 years younger.
Makes her 80.
Yeah. I'm going to go with real.
This is where you hit the button, Muggs.
Well, I thought we all get the vote, don't we?
Yeah.
Or is it just Kevin plays? Just Kevin playing?
Oh, is that how it works?
I don't remember.
What's wrong with
you? We all three guess.
We all vote. We all guess. And then we find out who's right.
Ralph, what do you think?
All right, so I think it's real.
What the hell's going on?
It's been a while since we played the game.
Yeah, but we play the same damn game, just with different facts every day.
Is it Larry King, or are we fake King?
Real King.
I think so, too.
All real.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
What?
Fake. It was all fake.
Wow, well done.
It's all fake.
All right, next up. And Ralph, you start this time, right? Why are bowling balls so heavy?
Oh.
Why are bowling balls so heavy?
That's so obviously fake that I have to say it's real. I say real King.
I say real, too, because I can't picture Larry King picking up even the lightest of bowling balls.
That's a good point.
And yet, is he bowling?
Maybe he tried it.
I'm going to go with yes.
That's too heavy. Ralph,
doesn't he have? He has kids.
Ralph's
he probably
a yes. I'm
bowled.
A yes. Lisa?
I'm a yes.
All right. Will Glenda be there?
Right. That was real. Well King. Done, you guys.
So we're all tied. Right. Still a tie.
All right, Lisa, you're up first here. Real King, fake King. I never met anyone who didn't like Australia. I never met anyone who didn't like Australia.
I'm going to go real.
I'm going fake.
Yeah, it sounds a little too...
Because would you ever meet someone who didn't like Australia?
No, but that sounds like why Bean would write it, to fool you.
Well, he fooled me then.
I think it sounds a little too all-encompassing, a little too vague for Larry. Larry's a little more specific than that, so I'm going to say fake King.
Will Glenda be there?
What?
Real King!
That Lisa real takes King.
Real Larry.
Thank
How
you.
About that? All right, Kevin, you're up first. Next up, is anyone named Myrna anymore?
Wow.
Is anyone named Myrna anymore?
Wow.
Larry is my man, isn't he?
Myrna is such a 100 years ago name. Myrna, is anyone named Myrna anymore? I'm going to go fake.
Yeah, that's a thanks for that tweet, Bean. That's not a real King, fake King.
I don't buy it. I'm going fake.
Fake.
You guys are swaying me. I think I'm going fake, too.
Will Glenda be there?
Oh, come on!
Larry was on a tear that night, wasn't he?
We were all wrong.
All right, Ralph, you're up first.
Why does somebody have to be up first if we all guess?
Just because somebody sways your opinion.
All right.
Like Lisa always gets suckered in with
Lisa
whatever you guys
swayed.
Think.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. The best part of being 81 is that I can pretend I can't hear you. The best part of being 81 is that I can pretend I can't hear you.
Interesting.
Professional.
Yeah.
I think that's a little too self-aware for Larry. I'm going to say fake King, fake. Fake!
Lisa?
I'm going to say fake because I don't think he really likes to point out that he's 81.
Ooh, good point.
You're terrific.
Good point. I'm going to go real just so I can make up some ground.
Yeah. I'm lost. What do you mean?
Fake! You lost ground. Lost it.
Only one that was wrong.
All right, Lisa, you're up first. Do polar bears catch colds?
Oh, God.
Do polar bears catch colds?
That's just dumb.
I wish that was the third category that was available to you.
They're all just dumb.
I'm going to say fake. He's trying to be... It's too... Whatever.
I'm going to say fake as well.
I think that's real. I think that sounds like Larry's level of humor to me.
Will Glenda be there?
Look at Ralph. Well done.
All right,
we're almost out of time. What's the score here, Lisa?
Ralph and I have 3 and Kevin has 1.
Yes!
All right, so let's...
yeah!
Let's see if we can get a winner here, all right?
can't make up 2 points, but I'm going to try.
All right, who goes first this
who
time?
Who cares?
Kevin.
I'll All go right, first.
Kevin, you go first.
You're going to try, but you can't. You just said you couldn't.
But my answer is going to be so good. And my reasoning is going to be so good that you guys are going to give it to me.
Right. So we're looking for a winner between Ralph and Lee's here. That's what we'd like to see.
Shut up, Ian. Just read the tweet.
For once in my life, I'd like to ride in a bobsled. For once in my life, I'd like to ride in a bobsled. Kevin?
I don't think Larry likes to point out how old he is, but I also don't think that he's that guy, that he, at this age, still wants to ride in a bobsled. So I'm going fake.
If we were in the midst of the Winter Olympics and it was on Larry's radar, maybe, but I can't see him just picking bobsled out of the air. I got to go fake.
Well, I can't guess the same as you.
You can.
Or nobody wins.
Good point.
So I'm going real.
Will Glenda be there?
Real! Yes! Come on!
Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Bay is your winner. This has been Real King, Fake King.
Is it Larry King or are we fake king?
Our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky had on The Man with Two Penises on his HLN show last night. We got some highlights of that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, Adam Carolla on the program as well later on today. First, though, Taylor Swift time, you guys.
It's never Taylor Swift time.
It's always Taylor Swift time in my house. Ralph told us yesterday that there is a feud brewing between Taylor Swift and her one-time friend Katy Perry. Taylor never talks about who her songs are about. She leaves it open for speculation. But a lot of people think the song Bad Blood on a new album is just a total dig at Katy Perry. And now there's a report that is out from a website called Hollywood Life that Katy Perry is going to get revenge on Taylor Swift by doing something that we all will see when she's performing at halftime at the Super Bowl in February.
I hope that's true.
Well, that is so mature of both of them.
I love it. I'd like to see her destroyed.
A visual or a lyric-related jab. We don't know if it's true, but we do know we have our good friend Taylor Swift on the phone right now, and she joins us here on the Kevin DeBean Show on K-Rock. Hi, Taylor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
We set it up ahead of time with your people. You can't be that surprised, Taylor.
I'm so surprised.
So, Taylor, what are you willing to tell us about your feud with Katy Perry?
Katy Perry. She is my straight-up enemy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She used to be a friend, and then she was a frenemy, and now she's just an enemy.
And why? What happened?
Because, first of all, we dated the same guy, mm-hmm. and then she took some backup dancers.
She took what? Some backup dancers? Dancers that were going to be on your tour, then she stole them, you think, and put them on her tour.
She did. Steal them.
Okay. Now, what do you hear about what's likely to happen at the Super Bowl halftime show? It sounds like she's coming after you, Taylor.
I don't know what she's going to do, but I know that I'm going to have some of my jackbooted thugs there.
Oh, please.
And if she tries anything, I will throw a cat at her. I will throw Miss Lillian or Miss Olivia or Miss Kitty or Rhoda Morgenstern or someone, some cat will be thrown at her.
So you're going to be at the Super Bowl in the crowd at the halftime.
With a bag of cats. Yes.
A bag of cats and throw them at Katy Perry. That's your plan.
If she pulls any shenanigans, I will throw a cat at her.
It might not be smart for you to ask the world to pick between you and Katy Perry. She might come out on top.
But everyone would pick me because I dance so funny. Look.
We can't see you.
You do make fun of how white you are.
It was a funny dance. I was all uncoordinated.
Yeah. All right, Taylor, we have to ask you about something else that we just learned about this week, too. And that is,
I have a bag of cats at the ready.
Bag of cats. We got that. Okay. Ralph told us in the Showbiz Beat yesterday that there is a subreddit, that's a discussion community on the internet, for fans of your armpits. That's all they talk about. They post pictures of and talk about Taylor Swift's armpits.
That's what we're saying.
Really?
What do you make of that?
Really? Guys like my armpits?
Well, I mean,
some people do, apparently.
Which guys?
The
other names?
We didn't really track them down. I'm sure you could find them.
I'd like to find them.
Would you like to date them?
Yes, I would.
And then maybe write some songs about them?
I'm very lonely.
Oh, you got your bag of cats.
I do have a bag of cats. But I'm so lonely because no guys really want to be with me.
Well, you write bad songs about everybody you've ever met.
I like cats.
You do like cats.
Oh, it's getting sad now.
I have a bag of them.
You do have a bag of
She's
cats.
A crazy cat lady now.
I put cats in my armpit sometimes.
Well, that'll just make everyone happy.
I put my cats.
Okay.
You don't know where I put my cats.
No, we don't, and we don't want to think about that. if you don't mind.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you don't want to talk about it.
But what? Why are you putting cat's places on your body? What?
I'm lonely.
Okay. All right.
Katy Perry has friends.
She has a lot of friends. A
lot of friends. Very popular.
I hate her.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad.
Well, she. I'm sorry, but she wins.
I'm going to go get another cat. Bye.
Okay.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
Clearly, what's about to happen on our stage is very dangerous. Seems obvious, but we should underscore it. Please, don't try this or anything resembling this at home.
I don't think you can really try this at home.
I don't think it's dangerous.
Out of the grasp of the wrestlers. All right, how about one more?
You must be 18 or older to listen in on this line. If you are not, hang up now.
All right, this is not for the kids that you may be shuttling on the way to school right now. This is for grown-ups.
Unless... Hold up, Bean.
Yeah.
Unless the kids have two penises, in which case this might really help.
Yeah, they could relate. Dr. Drew, last night on the HLN show, did an interview with a man who is not named, but he is the guy who became kind of famous a couple of months ago by doing a Reddit chat as the man with two penises, a guy who has two fully functioning penises. And by the way, it was the fourth most successful Ask Me Anything in Reddit history, Kevin.
Wow. I imagine, because
a lot of people have questions.
You have a lot of questions.
He prefers to remain anonymous, but he has a new book out called Double Header, My Life with Two Penises, and he is a guy who has something called diphalia. Diphalia is the name of it. It is incredibly rare. 1 in 5 million males in the world are born this way. That seems like a lot, because I've never heard of anyone who has it until this guy came along. Now, I didn't see the interview last night, Kevin, but you have some tape from some of it.
That's some highlights. The guy is hidden, so you can't see what his face looks like. But they take turns. You know, Dr. Drew has a group of supermodels, male and female.
Yes.
And they all are on the panel, and they get to ask the guy questions. So the first woman asks him this question.
How does this impact your sex life? I know that you've had a number of partners. I think you said around 1,000, so...
All right, let's just stop it right there. He's had 1,000 sex partners.
And yet wants to remain anonymous. How does that work?
That's a great question, Lisa. Why hasn't somebody outed him?
And that's my reason for not believing that he's been with 1,000 people. If he's been with 1,000 people in this day and age, somebody snaps a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why you would have sex with this guy. It's because it's the oddity.
I think you're right. And I think that the 1,000 number... The first thing I thought when I heard that is that's a reasonable number because of the curiosity factor of how many people would want to have sex with a guy with two penises.
Right.
But I agree with you and Lisa that it seems like that information would be impossible to keep quiet unless he murders every partner after they have sex.
Does it impacts it positively, I would say.
And why haven't these people spoken up? Said, oh, the guy, amazing, crazy, you know, crazy thing I saw. Okay. You never hear other people talk about it.
I'll try to explain it as briefly, quickly, so we can get through everything as much as possible. The sex life is... impacted not really much at all besides the fact that there's two more for my partner to deal with. And there's always a little bit of a shock and a catch off guard.
And that's my other thing
So he's saying he doesn't catch off guard before.
That's my other thing is maybe you go all the way to seeing it and then don't tell me people don't go, all right, thanks, peace out. Like, you want to get far enough to see it, but not necessarily enjoy it.
Lisa, let's ask you. I mean,
if you are having sex in the normal way, what's the other one doing?
Is it watching TV?
Poking you?
Applauding?
Banging against you? Like what? Mm. It seems awkward.
I have an answer, but I can't say it on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It does. You're equipped. Okay, here we go.
Even when they know in advance because they don't really know what to expect, you can only tell someone so much before they really actually see it. As for anyone like coming out about me, I've never used the internet to hook up with people. I've never taken photos and sent them to people from my phone or on a camera or a computer or through email. So it really would be the equivalent of someone going, oh my God, I was with that dude. Remember, I told you I wasn't drunk. It's their word against mine. It's literally, they don't know what my face looks like to attach to my stuff and vice versa. I mean, they know what my stuff looks like, but they can't attach it to my face. So it's kind of like a reversal where people who have fooled around with someone, they go, oh, really? Well, what does their stuff look like? Well, this way, it's what does his face look like?
All right. So what's he saying? He's saying they're
so intrigued with his stuff, they don't really notice his face?
There's no photo that has ever been taken of both?
I guess.
Of the dude's face and his junk?
Yes.
I'm not buying that. This guy's a fraud.
Really?
Although Dr. Drew and his group of supermodels did not come to that conclusion.
Well, I mean, he could prevent that from happening.
We'll talk to Drew later this week, I'm sure. We can certainly spend some more time with this because I think he believed the guy. I think Dr. Drew believes the man has two penises.
Well, Dr. Drew knows that that is a thing.
Right.
I'm just calling BS. But
the photo on the front of his book, by the way, in case you're wondering, is a picture of him, of his crotch area in blue jeans, where you can see something on each leg.
Well, I could do that.
You could do that. I don't know if there are any other photos in the book, but that's all they're giving up on the cover.
Someone on that show should have looked down his pants.
Yeah, right? I don't know where he was. I don't know if he was in studio or if he was in an alternate location. I don't know.
We'll get to that question in a minute.
Okay. Okay.
Carl, we got a question?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say on behalf of every guy in the world, 20 inches, you are my hero. I just want to let you know that. But secondly, I just want to say that, and this on a serious note, for people that have, who are different in our country, it's very hard, no pun intended, to express who you are and for people to see you as a human being and not see you as some object. And I applaud you, actually, for having the courage, even though you're still keeping your anonymity, which I understand, for at least coming out, because this is going to help somebody who has some type of medical issue to feel more comfortable.
And a lot of these people have this condition. They are not as functional as this gentleman is. Wendy, question.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical. Sorry, Dr. Drew. I got to throw in the skeptical wrench in all this here. You did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. You know that Rolling Stone been under a lot of scrutiny lately for not doing, you know, the best of journalism. So did they verify? Did they have a, did the journalist have a look to make sure it's real?
What a great question.
Yes.
Sure.
Someone
because if
to.
No one's done that, then we can't.
Then we're all just taking his word for it.
Yeah, we can't trust him.
I spoke with them in length before we did the interview and discussed a whole lot of different stuff. They were not with me in person. I understand the skepticism. I really do. It's something that not many people would even believe could be possible. But at the same time, my only goal behind any of this was to simply let everyone out there who might feel awkward and different inside know that we are all human inside, regardless of what we look like on the outside or we believe. And we all have feelings, and we need to embrace our individuality and have compassion for each other. Because if we don't, we're just going to feel like those poor, unfortunate, beautiful people from 50, 60 years ago who had to live in groups and freak shows just to survive.
Yeah. I imagine that during high school, though, that was still difficult. I've only got about 20 seconds, my friend.
By the way, American Horror Story Freak Show is on right now. Or is just wrapped up. I'm not sure. That could have been his ticket right there.
Oh,
could have been his ticket to
that
be.
Cool.
All right, high school now.
It was painful at the very end of high school. I lost my virginity to a girl who told a lot of people, and I didn't reveal it, but it made my life hell for about 2 years. I almost wanted to have one of them removed, and my father made me change my mind by letting me know that it didn't matter what anyone else thought about me. As long as I knew that him and my mother loved me, I'd be fine.
I don't know. The more I think about the social media age, the more I think I'm with you guys that this probably isn't true.
It doesn't seem – I mean, yeah, it could it be possible. Yeah, of course. It doesn't seem possible.
I mean,
medically, we know that it happens.
Right.
Right.
But Dr. Drew even said – like this guy says fully functioning both.
Yes.
And Dr. Drew says that's super rare.
Super rare, right. I mean the girl with three boobs from last year, that story fell apart in like 2 days. This guy's got months going, and it hasn't fallen apart yet. But, I mean, I guess the only way to prove it would be to find the guy.
And it doesn't sound like anyone has verified it.
No.
Isn't that interesting?
That's kind of shocking.
Lisa, get on it. I mean, get on the job.
Yeah.
I mean, get on both
okay.
of them. Yeah,
I got you.
Check it out. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:54.
Time for a look at the showbiz beat now with Agent Carter's radio boy announcer man from last night on the TV. Here's Ralph Garman.
Good times last night. Thanks to everybody who gave me love on the Twitter and Facebooks and emails. A lot of people going out of their way to mention what really was a very, very tiny role, very tiny appearance.
It was fun to see you.
People were nice.
It's fun to see you.
Show ABC Primetime. That's a big deal, Ralph.
Hell to the yeah.
It was sweet.
It was fun. Good show, too, by the way, Agent Carter. If you're not watching on Tuesday nights, you should. I want to give you a pair of passes to a very special K-Rock screening of a new movie called Black Hat.
Yay!
It's a new film starring Chris Hemsworth and Viola Davis. Story of a man who's released from prison to help American Chinese authorities pursue a mysterious cyber criminal. As if only this was relevant in today's day and age.
Did they hack Sony?
Oh, wait a minute!
If you'd like to see Black Hat, give me a call now, 1-800-520-1067. That number, if you're one of the first five callers to get through, will win you a pair of passes to see Black Hat at the Pacific Theater at the Grove on Tuesday, January the 13th. And the movie is in theaters everywhere on January the 16th. So don't feel bad if you don't get through. Speaking of tickets, the first Hollywood Babylon of the New Year is happening on Friday at 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose.
No.
Director, writer, legend Kevin Smith and I get on stage and make fun of people who have more money and more talent and more sex than we do. So you'll have a good time.
But you guys have sex with each other.
That's true.
That.
We got that. Improv.com. Yeah, we did the show at the Brea Improv for New Year's Eve. We did two shows. And Chip,
how was that?
Chip came out.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, it was great to see her. And my wife could not make it because we had no one to watch our baby girl, so she stayed home, and Kevin was there, and his wife. And I said, well, who am I going to make out with on New at midnight when the clock strikes 12? And so I just made out with Kevin. Not true. I wish.
Yeah. Yeah. You do wish.
He is dreamy.
He is. He's my bear. He's my cuddly teddy bear.
No way. No way. Get real.
Speaking of cuddling, Robin Thicke has quickly discovered that maybe he didn't really need his estranged wife, Paula Patton, back after all. He's got a new girlfriend. I don't know if you know this or not.
Do not.
Finally, he's moved on.
Model April Love Geary, who is 19 years old.
Huh.
He is 37, and he is now has a 19-year-old in his bed. Hmm. What was I thinking, trying to get her back all this time?
How is
the name of his new album.
Bean, you'll know. How long has he been trying to get his wife back? Since Blurred Lines? Before Blurred Lines?
No, it was after that, because it was the fame of that that got him all the other women. But I don't know, it seemed like it was a public campaign for over a year, didn't it, Ralph?
Yeah, I think so. With the album named after her and the very public statements on stage at every performance. Now he's dating a 19-year-old model who posted a morning after selfie from her bed. And apparently that did not go over too well with the former Mrs. Thicke, Paula Patton.
Hey, you know what?
Who reportedly called up Robin Thicke and said he was pathetic, a joke, and suggested he grow up.
She doesn't get to say anymore.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she gets no vote anymore.
She said no thanks.
He begged you for a year to take him back. Right. Now he's doing something else. You don't get to comment.
He was dying for your input.
That just makes me laugh.
That is funny.
Women, huh?
Huh?
You with me, fellas?
What about that?
Chicks,
right?
Huh? Chicks, huh? Chicks, man. Speaking of sex and all its wonderful variety, with guys with two penises and Robin Thicke with a 19-year-old. 19-year-old. I wouldn't even know what to do with a 19-year-old.
Oh, you would too, stop.
Well, I know, but but afterwards, what do you do with a 19-year-old?
Pay her.
Right?
Am I missing the
you
point?
You and I are thinking about different scenarios,
okay.
I believe.
All right.
I'm just saying, he's 37.
Yeah.
She's 19.
Mm-hmm.
Are they having a conversation about anything?
I don't know. I feel like female.
I mean, I realize, look, I understand that conversation probably isn't the driving force behind his desire to spend time with her. But at some point, you got to have a meal and got to talk about something, right?
Yeah, I would think so. But girls are much more mature than guys. They could be at the same place.
I'm sure she's a Mensa member. You're right, Kevin. My bad.
I'm not saying smart. I'm saying mature.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The TLC's got a new reality show in the works called My Husband's Not Gay. As you can imagine, GLAAD is not a big supporter of this show. It is a story about Mormon men who are happily married and attracted to their wives, but also say they are attracted to men.
So the guys are saying that they are also attracted to men?
Yes.
And the women are saying, no, they're not?
Well, they say that through the power of Jesus Christ and their faith, they can just pray away the gay, and it will not affect their relationships because they are denying their attraction to men and just committing themselves to their marriages, and their wives are supporting them fully, hence the title, My Husband's Not Gay.
All right.
GLAAD is saying, you know, really, we're trying to create a world where no one really has to deny who they are sexually anymore, and that we're trying to get people out of the closet, and this kind of stuff does not help when you put this on television and try to suggest to people that you can pray away the gay, or that faith and religion somehow can change who you are as a person.
Hasn't science proven that you can pray away the gay?
Actually, as far as I know, science has proven just the opposite.
The opposite. Okay, yeah. My bad.
So GLAAD is pressuring TLC to not air the show, which I think is also equally wrong. I mean, you can say what you want about the show, but I don't think you have a right to try to repress a network from airing a television show that is put together, you know?
Yeah.
Can't we all just get along? However, interestingly enough, Bravo Network has started a new show called Yes, He Is. So it will air right after My Husband's Not Gay. So.
It's like The Talking Dead right afterwards.
We'll have to wait to see.
I like it.
And TV note, sad TV note here, Piper Perabo.
What?
Her show, Covert Affairs.
I love that show.
Has been canceled by USA Network. Aww. After five seasons.
I watched every episode of that show.
The show, which previously averaged around 5 million viewers, dipped to a low of about 1 million viewers this past November. Just wasn't enough to justify more episodes. So, sadly, no more Covert Affairs. I love that Piper Perabo. She's adorable.
An Augie.
Come on.
Oh, I like Augie.
What happened?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Lindsay Fonseca.
Yes, Belle.
I'm
unfamiliar with her.
She was on Agent Carter last night. She plays Angie, the waitress.
She was on Nikita, B. She was one of the stars of Nikita.
That's right.
Too.
28 years old today. Brett Dalton, one of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, he is just, he's Hail Hydra. Oh, I hate him. He's 33 years old. Lauren Cohen from Walking Dead is 33 years old today. Dustin Diamond turns 38 years old. Jeremy Renner is 44. But boy, a lot of the Marvel Universe is represented today. Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider.
I'm more of a ghost protector.
His head catches on fire.
That happens.
He pees flames.
That happens,
that
too.
That happens.
Yeah.
He's 51, and actor David Caruso is 59. I guess when I open my closet this morning, I'll be pulling out my birthday suit. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, a quick reminder, head on over to krock.com for all the details on the lineup for both weekends of this year's Coachella 2015. Don't forget, limited tickets go on sale at noon today. And what I mean when I say that is, yeah, the General Admission Festival passes, they sold out last year. But there's still a bunch of other options, including the General Admission Festival with the shuttle pass and VIP passes and a whole bunch more that you can still buy. All the information about camping and everything you need to know is right there at krock.com. Noon today, tickets go on sale.
Sneaking in, still an option, right?
Sneaking in, sure.
Crawling into someone's backpack.
But I don't think you have to go to the website at noon today
for that
to happen. Sure. Yesterday, I went home and I found a Christmas present that I didn't send Bean.
Oh.
And another Christmas present. It was just sitting there on the table. I was like, huh. How about that?
You guys seem to really struggle with the concept of gift giving and people that get giving presents and getting them. Every year seems like a big struggle for you guys to make through and get it through the holidays.
I'm particularly weird because when I do or if I do buy stuff, it goes someplace and I find stuff for like 3 months for other people that I forgot to give to them.
And I'm going to tell you, I legitimately am embarrassed this year because I do pride myself as being a person who gets his Christmas shopping done and gets it sent out by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And look, I have no excuses. We all have 12 months notice. I certainly knew it was coming, but the season just got away from me this year. And then I ended up getting hurt, and that impacted my ability that last week before I went away on vacation so that I was gone. So I just missed the whole season. It's been driving me crazy. I've been really upset by the fact that I haven't sent out any Christmas presents yet. That's
where we differ.
Lisa got one.
What?
I got Christmas presents from Bean.
I guess some people get presents.
First of all, Lisa's the only one I've still tried to sleep with, first of all. And second of all, Lisa is the easiest person there is to shop for, and I was able to do it online in like 3 minutes.
What?
During a song, I was able to buy presents for Lisa.
You got her gluten-free perfume?
So here's what I came up with, and with your permission, I'd like to finish my Christmas shopping for the members of the Kevin and Bean Morning Show crew right now on the radio.
It's not another ugly sweater, is it?
Okay. It's not an ugly sweater, no.
All right.
Here's what I thought. I thought, you know what? I'm already late. What am I possibly going to come up with now that I can send you guys? Well, the go-to gift for me, and I used to fight against gift cards as being lame, but I've come around on gift cards as being the best gift there is.
They are.
because the person can use it for whatever they want it for. So I thought, why don't I just get Amazon.com gift cards for everybody on the show?
Magical!
Don't we all shop at Amazon.com?
Yes,
you can always use it.
Make a Wish Foundation when you do that. I love that.
$500 each. Thank you, B.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
That wasn't what I was thinking.
So then somehow we got into a discussion about how I was going to do this because I was starting to think, you know, the only problem with a gift card, I think, is that way the people know how much you spend on them.
Right.
What I prefer to do is send a gift that is of indeterminate value. So you guys think,
so we
it
think
costs
it's
more
expensive.
Than it, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
The dollar figure is right on the gift card.
Yeah.
But so everybody knows.
Right.
I don't want to be in that position where Dave can say to Christine, oh, how much did you get? And then all of a sudden, I'm an a-hole with somebody, right?
Look, you're an a-hole for so many reasons. I wouldn't worry about that.
They'll never get to that part of the conversation. There's so many other things about you being an a-hole.
So let me just back up. Before we do this, I just want to give you the option of,
okay,
everybody's pretty cool, pretty chill.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're all right if we just move on. You mean?
Yeah, you don't have to do it at all.
I looked at the book yesterday, Beat. I had a book for you. I looked at it. I was like, I'm not going to send it. What was it yesterday? The 6th? It's the 6th. I'm already so late. Forget it.
I just feel I want to give you guys Christmas presents because I enjoy our time together throughout the year, and I consider some of you friends, and I'd like to give a gift. So here's what I came up with that I think is fair. In this way, it kind of takes the pressure off of me to decide how much to give you. Is we put the numbers on the wheel of how much you're going to get at your Amazon.com gift card.
Oh,
so you spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, that's how much you get.
$10,000.
So I don't understand. We each get a bad animal voice?
It is the same wheel.
It's like Wheel of Fortune. We're playing Wheel of Fortune.
You get a drug bird.
We don't have to answer any puzzles. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So now I thought the way to make it fair would be to have a top value of $500 on the wheel.
$5,000.
$500 on the wheel.
$1,000.
You're cheap.
I did add a zero to that $500.
Oh, good.
So $500, God forbid it lands on that because I'm not intending on spending that much on anybody. But the upside for me is then there's $5 squares on the wheel as well.
All right, here's what we have. We have 11 squares.
You send me a $5 card from Amazon. I'm going to poop on the card and mail it back.
But I need you guys. You guys are all signing off on this. You've all agreed to this, right?
I'm going to add some poop to that card.
All right, so I have $100, $50, $50, $100, $250, $25, $5, $500,
$1,000,
$5, $25, $250. There's 11 slots on it.
There's too many $5 on there.
That's what I think.
Yeah, it should only be one.
There's only two.
There
should only be one.
Five.
No, there's only two $5. There's also two $250.
But there's only one $500. So
there should be any $500.
Or there should be a thousand.
How many 25s on there?
There should be
two.
Yeah. If there's like a couple of $5, there should be one thousand. Absolutely.
Let's add a thousand.
Oh, come on.
Pete has no say in this.
Yeah.
That's
my real money.
We're going to add a thousand to the wheel.
$7,000. Are we taking away the easiest way would be just take away a hundred.
No,
and
take away
a
five.
Take away a five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Take away a five.
Hey, what's going on here, you guys?
We're changing it to a thousand. We're not happy with it.
One of the fives will be a thousand.
We're not happy with it.
$1,000.
Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to land on that.
Not at all.
Who knows?
No. Probably won't. More than likely, it won't.
Could you guys move the wheel
to where I can see it?
Ralph, can you see Dave?
I can see it.
Lisa, can see it.
We can all see it.
Sadly, it's stuck where it is, Bean. We can't get it near where camera where you can see it.
Because Lisa's the only one I trust to read what it actually lands on.
I can see it.
The rest of you are going to...
Another $1,000! What are the odds?
All right. I hate to say this because I know it's almost time to unwrap your Christmas presents, but we have to take a break and come back.
Now we're out of time.
We have to take a break and come back.
Oh, I'm still sending you poop.
We're going to spin the wheel, and it's going to be my actual money.
If you're going to make us wait, I'm going to add another zero.
Come on!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 24 minutes.
Thousand!
All right, here's what's going on if you're just joining us. I'm Bean, and I am lame. Yes, you can isolate that tape and play it for as long as you want, because I never got around to buying Christmas presents for my dear friends at K-Rock. So here's what we've come up with. We put amounts on the wheel. Everybody's going to get a chance to step up the wheel, spin the wheel, whatever number amount it lands on, that's the amount of the Amazon.com gift card you're going to get from me for Christmas this year. Kevin, recapping briefly, what's on the wheel?
Well, there's $500.
There's $5, there's $25, there's $250, $100, $50, $50, $100, $250, $25, and the last one was $5, but we replaced that with $1,000.
That is unauthorized. That is unauthorized.
$1,000!
Just so you understand that if we leave $1,000 on the wheel, if it lands on it, that means you get nothing. Good day, sir.
Mr. Grinchmas, what's up with you?
Sorry, dude. We said it on air. It has to be done.
That's right.
Yeah. That's legal. Rules.
Thank you, Dave.
Who is up first to spin the wheel?
Kevin.
All right.
Kevin spins the wheel.
This is the actual amount that Kevin will get for Christmas.
Big number.
What did he get?
He got
$5.
Again?
Nope.
I don't want a $5 gift card.
Mail it back if you pooped on it.
By the way, we could all get $5.
So relieved. Who is up next on the wheel, please?
Kevin.
I'll do it again.
No, Kevin, you spun. I want each person to spin for their own prize.
Beerbug's right there.
Beerbug, you spin.
Right. Here we go.
Thousand.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
I did
$1,000. Oh, my God.
Yes! You'll recall, as I said, if you put $1,000 on there, that means this person gets zero. You heard that.
Oh,
all right, so far I'm down $5.
Mugs, $1,000.
Oh, Mugs is zero. All right, who's up next?
Ralph? I'll go. Yeah, let me go. Thousand.
Come on with $1,000.
Oh, Ralph gets $500.
Yeah!
That's real money for me. That's an actual $500. Right there,
what can I get with $500
on Amazon?
Wow.
All right, who's up next, Dave?
Yep. No whammy.
Sorry, that was a bad spin. All right, cool. I'm just going to.
No whammy.
Thousand.
Dave gets $50.
$50.
All right, that's a little more than I like to spend on Dave, but okay. who's left? Lisa, you got your gift, so you're out. We need Christine, and we need Chip, and we need Omar.
And Omar. Omar's right here.
Omar's here. I'll go next.
All right,
Omar.
Thousand.
Oh. Omar gets $5.
$5.
Cleaning up.
Poop card.
I got to tell you, so far I think I'm ahead of what I would have spent normally. I've got
one bigger $1,000 down.
Yeah.
Well, $1,000 is zero, remember? So I got one $500 ticket, and then everything else is pretty reasonable.
How is $1,000 zero? I understand how that works.
Because I never authorized $1,000 on the wheel.
He's the cheapest man alive.
He's like, woo, I won't have it. All right, Chip, you ready?
Woo!
There you go.
Here you go. Chip.
Thousand.
Chip gets $250.
Yay! Whoa!
Great.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. All right. This just became an expensive Christmas for me, you guys.
Stop it.
Christine is here.
Here we go. Right.
Spin it.
$25.
$25. All right. Is that everybody?
No, Kevin, one more time.
Kevin, do some quick math for me. Tell me how much I'm out.
Okay, 1550, 60.
Use your toes. We're watching Kevin do math.
It's about
1585.
Yeah!
Sorry,
1525.
But without the $1,000, you take the $1,000 out, and then I'm down to
$25.
Yeah. It's roughly 1500. Yeah.
That's
pretty good, Bean.
That's outrageous.
I got $5.
It's a good Christmas.
Omar got $5. Yeah. Christine got $25. King of Mexico got $50. Chip got $250. Ralph got $500. Mugs got $1,000.
Yep. Wow. That's it.
$1,000 unincluded.
I'm coming to your house and collecting.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Man, that $500 spot, man, that hurt.
Not as much
what
as
about
$1,000?
That's
going to be painful.
Well, $1,000 equals zero, so Mugs gets nothing. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It's going to be painful.
All right, welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk to you about your most embarrassing moment coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. A football player pooped himself. That's how we'll get into that. Adam Carolla on the program as well. And don't forget KROQ.com for all your details on the Coachella ticket on sale today. First, though, let's go out to the beautiful burg of Ellsworth, Maine, and talk to our old friend, Linda Pauly,
yes.
Who joins us after a long, long absence back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
It's How you been?
To you guys again.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Hey, listen, before we go on to the subject that we want to speak with you about, I understand you are having some crazy cold weather in Maine. What is it outside right now, Linda?
I think it's 0 today.
0 degrees. Plus, you got the wind chill on top of that.
Right.
Isn't that God saying go somewhere else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Right. 0 is tough. Now, I understand you had some plans for today that you canceled so that you could be on the radio with us.
Oh, no, that was just bingo.
Bingo. You're going
to
do bingo?
I'd you guys anytime.
You have a big bingo game? You go to a VFW hall or whatever? What do you call those bingo?
No, it was that Burger King.
Burger King.
Oh, that sounds like a hot game. I got to get in on that game.
How many people are playing bingo at the Burger King when it's 0 degrees?
Probably they're not.
Oh, they canceled because of cold.
Okay. All right. So, Linda, we used to talk to you a lot back in the day. And, of course, we always fondly remember your late husband, Gerald. You two have some special skill where you channel music from heaven. Can you remind our listeners how that works, please?
Well, I have a telepathic contact with, you know, people like John Lennon and George Harrison and sometimes Kurt Cobain. And just... if somebody mentions they'd like me to channel a song for them, it just comes to me. That's the only way I can explain it.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What do you hear when you said somebody says they want to channel a song through you? How do you hear that?
Oh, I mean somebody here in the material world. If somebody says to me, oh, can you get a song from the afterlife.
I see.
Just all of a sudden, you know, sometime during the day I'll be working on something and I'll start hearing somebody singing the lyrics or just hear, you know, the lyrics just come to me.
Huh. And it spills out of you. It's not like you sit down and try to write a song. It's almost like it is handed to you fully formed.
Right. And I have to sit down at the computer immediately and type out the lyrics.
It seems like John Lennon has written the most songs. He's the most prolific in heaven, right?
Right. I have about 163 songs from him.
Wow. You should put out a 23-disc set or whatever.
That's amazing. All right. So what about this new song that you sent us that is about the Kevin and Bean Show? What is it? What's the provenance of this one, Linda?
Well, that was thanks to Chip and Omar.
Oh, they suggested that you do a song about our show?
Right.
So this one doesn't come from heaven?
Yeah, it does.
It does. It's what happens?
Just a suggestion.
You weren't listening, Bean.
Came from this world.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
And then who responded from heaven with the song?
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
John Lennon. So this is coming right from John Lennon. I'm surprised that he knows anything about the Kevin and Bean Show since it wasn't on when he died. But I guess they keep in touch from heaven, huh?
Right. They can hear it over there when I listen to you guys.
Oh, I see. So as long as you're listening, John Lennon can listen to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Right.
I see.
I love that we can't be heard in Malibu, yet somehow in heaven we can be heard.
That's fantastic.
All right. So, Kevin, you have the new Kevin and Bean song from Linda Pauly?
I do.
Let's hear a little bit of that, please. I love it already.
They're the chuckleheads. They're the chuckleheads. They keep you laughing all morning long. They're the chuckleheads. They're the chuckleheads. It's just a funny word to keep you singing along. Kevin and Bean, they have a great show on K-Rock in Los Angeles, don't you know? But thanks, Chuck E. Cheese is cheese. And the other kids say Leonardo DiCaprio.
You don't have to rub it in, Linda.
Nice.
So John Lennon basically is making fun of the fact that I can't say Leonardo DiCaprio's name right ever.
It's hard to explain. They love you guys.
They love us. Okay, more.
They think what is a mystery around the world. We love them so much, and in the next world, they do too. They sent them their thanks and blessings and stuff. Kevin and Bean just keep doing what you do. We'll love you forever. We'll never be blue. You'll Lisa May Ralph and even be your mom too. Don't forget DJ Omar comes. The fans salute you. We're so glad that you're on.
How sweet is that?
Yeah.
That's
nice.
No, what?
Salute you, we're so glad that you're on.
All right, that was premature clapping. I'm sorry, that was my fault. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Linda Pauly. Oh, there's more?
Kevin and me.
All right, how about now?
Hold.
There you go. There it is.
That's touching. John is still doing good work.
That's beautiful, Linda. Thank you so much for that song.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
And stay safe out there in zero-degree Maine, okay?
Definitely. I'm not going out today, that's for sure.
That's a good call.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Bean's going to send you a gift card for $1,000 to Amazon.
That is my favorite song. That is playing
inappropriate
on all the radio shows of the K Rock Radio.
Nope.
You see,
I should leave. I'm sorry.
That was my request.
Nope.
And I'm sending it out to Lisa May.
Nope.
Oh, no.
And I have a cappuccino that you should taste because it's great for doing morning pops.
And we'll have to leave it there. Ralph joins us in studio now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning.
Like pudding.
What's going on, Ralph?
Putting my penis where it doesn't belong.
Oh, come on. Those kinds of jokes aren't helping.
See Farrah Abraham's face?
I did
it's
not.
Worse than usual.
Really?
No, what happened to it?
Oh, you didn't hear?
It was a surgery disaster?
Yes.
Thing? Oh, no.
It was lip implant procedure gone wrong. You got to check out these photos on the interwebs. You can find them at TMZ.com. They're pretty much everywhere. But she had some sort of injection, and she had an allergic reaction to whatever they were injecting into her face.
Oh, no.
And her lip is about the size of a NCAA football.
Dude.
I don't know if it's an NFL football, but it certainly is a college football. And it looks freakish.
Yeah.
And equally hilarious. And so she posted the photo, of course, because it gets her attention. And she captioned it on Instagram and Twitter. Girlfriends, don't say I didn't warn you. Like, no, you don't get to say that when you're the one doing it to yourself.
Yeah,
if that girlfriend does it and you say, I told you not to do that, that's one thing. But you can't do it and then you have a bad reaction and say, I told you, I warned you this would happen if I did
you.
This
look at me.
To my face.
That's weird, yeah. Ralph, is it possible that this photo is just in the minutes after the surgery, before it's had a time to settle in and the swelling
no,
to go down?
No, she had to go to the ER. She went to the ER. That's where the photo was taken, and the
oh
ER.
Oh, my God.
And she tweeted it out from there.
Excellent!
So.
She looks like a duck. I mean, it's full-on
duck
build.
The ultimate duck face. Yep. The ultimate duck face.
Football, you say. Size of a football.
Size of a football. Congratulations to The Interview. The movie, of course, was made a lot of news when it was threatened by those hackers over there at Sony Pictures. But so far, the film has made around $5 million in theaters since its release on Christmas Day and another $31 million in digital sales and rentals.
Excellent. How much did it cost, you know?
I do not know what the budget was, but so far it's made $36 million, and that is under some considerable duress
confusion.
At best, a difficult distribution at best.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to those guys. This is sad. The house that was used for Robin Williams' movie Mrs. Doubtfire was set on fire Monday night. There was no doubt a fire at that house.
Wow.
Fire.
See?
Wow.
Should we do a, would but you like to take that back just for that, like right now?
Well, that was on purpose. I wasn't trying actually to be fine there.
No doubt was there?
What? And Nicholas Sparks, the man who wrote all those romance novels, the A Walk to Remember and The Notebook, and every sappy movie you see is usually based on one of his romantic novels. He and his wife, Kathy, after 25 years of marriage, are splitting up.
Ha ha!
Shut up, Kathy! I'm writing about romance!
Talking about love and how a woman should act towards a man! Not like you, you shrew!
The Sparks household. You know who's taking this hardest? It's not their kids or their friends or their families. It's his lonely heart readers. It's the crazy cat ladies who read his books for a touch of romance and excitement in their lives. They're flipping out that their favorite author and his wife are splitting up.
But this was all fiction, right?
Not according to some of his fans.
My
favorite tweet, I don't even know how to process trusting his love stories anymore.
He can't know what love is if he gets divorced.
So, some women are hilarious. Russell Crowe, he strikes me as a decent enough guy, but I just think he should not be talking so much.
Really?
Yeah.
He does put his foot in it a lot.
He did an interview last week talking about women. A lot of women say, especially women of a certain age, say that after they reach a certain age, 30, 35, the roles start to dry up. Women who were leading ladies at one point reach a certain age and no longer can get work in Hollywood.
And that's true, by the way.
It's absolutely true, but he tells them to shut up.
Whoa, what?
Well, not in so many words. The best thing about the industry I'm in, the movies, is that there are roles for people in all different stages of life. Meryl Streep will give you 10,000 examples and arguments as to why that's BS. So will Helen Mirren, or whoever it happens to be. Yeah, he ran out of older actresses who were leads after two, by the way.
Yeah, or whoever.
They are exceptions. And all those other ones.
Another long list of...
List of older actresses who are stars.
I mean, there certainly are older actresses who continue to work.
Of course,
you know,
there
are. Like Rene Russo and people like that, but they certainly... For the most part, don't get the lead roles anymore.
That's what their point is.
Their point is, yeah, now
that Russell Crowe can be in his 50s, 60s, and still play leads in movies, but you know, an actress of a certain age will be delegated to a supporting role or playing somebody's mom or something.
Right.
But you lose out on those prime.
Now, let me ask you this, Ralph, because you're a fan of cinema. Is Hollywood making a mistake by that way of thinking?
Of course they are. Of course they are. I mean, it certainly, young, nubile women certainly appeals to a certain section of moviegoers, but there is a large audience, I think, that is underserved in the sense that they would like to see women older than 35 and you know, watch the stories that involve mature women as well. I think those stories are undertold.
A lot of those women over 35 can't get around pretty well, though, you know?
Wow.
And they can only work limited hours. You know, you got to keep a lot of things in mind, man. It's tough.
I find it more embarrassing.
Oh, come on. Those kinds of jokes aren't helping.
When there's a 60-year-old leading man and he's acting opposite a 25-year-old love interest. I find those movies sort of creepy.
Kind of can't buy it?
Yeah, that kind of bugs me a little bit. Like recently, Woody Allen did the movie called A Walk in the Moonlight with Colin Firth, who I love.
Right.
And I have no problem with him casting him as the lead. And I really enjoyed this film. Some critics didn't like it, but I did. But his romantic partner in that film was Emma Stone. And Emma Stone is, I don't know, 24, 23?
Yeah.
And he's 57, 58, I don't know, whatever he is.
He doesn't look a day over 65.
I mean, he's an attractive, dashing, British, you know, debonair guy. I get that. But watching them together was a little weird to me. Now, the fact that it's a Woody Allen movie may have something to do with that, but it just seemed like I would have... rather seen a more age-appropriate relationship in that situation. And I think there's something to be said for that.
Right.
But Russell Crowe says no. Because, look, Meryl Streep. That's
right,
his point.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
And the other ones.
Right.
You know, there's lots of great white rappers. I mean, like Eminem.
That's right. Ask him. He'll tell you it's BS that he can't be a white rapper. Iggy Azalea and all the other hundreds
of
them.
And all the others, right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Lindsay Fonseca. She was in Agent Carter last night.
And who
was
terrific.
Who was
I just learned they put anybody on that show.
They filled it up. Filled it up. But anybody who was walking down the street got a role on that show. She was 28. She is 28 years old today. Brett Dalton, speaking of Marvel, he's one of Marvel's agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. At least he was until he was a traitor.
Stupid Hydra.
33 years old today. Lauren Cohen. Maggie from Walking Dead is 33 years old. Dustin Diamond celebrates his 38th birthday. He's got a brand new court date there in Wisconsin where he has to see a judge about stabbing a guy on Christmas in a bar.
That's a real story, by the way. We weren't on when that happened, but yeah, he was arrested for stabbing a guy in a bar on Christmas.
Yeah, he's in a
bar. Not looking good for him.
In Wisconsin on Christmas night with his fiance, who's a professional clown.
What?
Yep, the story gets better. She's a party clown, and they're drinking their sorrows away on Christmas in a tiny corner bar, and he gets in a fight and stabs a dude. And then tried to tell the cops, oh, I was signing my credit card receipt, and I must have turned to talk to him, and I stabbed him with the pen.
It was an accident. That's what he said?
Well, the point was, well, why is this bloody knife in your pocket? Oh, well, yeah, all right, maybe I stabbed him with that.
Oh, that.
Oh, that. That's right. It wasn't a pen at all. It was that knife that I pulled out and stabbed him
Did
with.
Did that guy offer him a $1,000 gift card to Amazon.com and then renege on it?
Then rescind?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah.
It was justified.
It could make someone mad.
Jeremy Renner's 44 years old today. Nicolas Cage is 51. And actor David Caruso turns 59. Yeah! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Are you
yeah,
in today,
sorry. My bad. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:09.
That is an Australian band, by the way. Their name is Shepherd, and the song is called Geronimo. And if you like new music, you should know that today at noon, some tickets are still available for Coachella 2015 in April. We got all the details, including the lineups, everything you need to know about what you can buy and how and why and where and when and who at KROQ.com. Check it out.
Let's talk about embarrassing moments.
Okay.
Public embarrassing moments. Those are the best. There's a Florida running back named Adam Lane Jr., and he was about 2 yards from the end zone in the second quarter.
Of the Birmingham Bowl, which is the most prestigious of all the college football games.
Never heard of it.
Neither have I.
He scores a touchdown, and just after that, people start to notice somewhere along the drive, he appeared to have...
Had an accident.
Oh, no.
And
this is in a stadium full of people who are all there to watch you run. And you now have a stripe along the back of your uniform pants.
Yeah.
No.
That happened to him. There's no way to hide that. There's no way to explain that away. It's obvious what happened to this young man.
But wouldn't you think he would, you know, tie a towel around his waist and just run into the locker room and change?
Seems like you're calling attention to it if you do that.
What did he do?
I would rub a bunch of dirt on the back of my uniform is what I would do. Like, as if as if it was just mud.
Right.
This is just crazy. The pictures. There's so many pictures of this poor bastard.
I know. I mean,
he's just like, you know, he's at one second, he's a running back, he's playing football, he's a stud, and the next second everybody's going, hey, what about that? What about that?
Oh, God.
So
I pooped my pants.
Exactly. So he's played for the Florida Gators, which is a pretty big deal. You're a big man on campus if you're playing with that football program. At one minute, you're in a bowl game and your life is going as good as it can go. The next minute, you're the laughingstock of the nation because you pooped your pants. That is about as public a humiliation as you can endure. And I was trying to think about this, Kevin. I'm sure that I've never done that. I'm sure that I've had lots of embarrassing public meltdowns or problems, things that have happened to me. But I don't – I just don't remember them.
Falling
off of a stage in front of 15,000 people wasn't my finest moment. I'll tell you that. When you talk about embarrassing moments, that wasn't something I was proud of.
I was proud of you, though, because you went to great lengths to entertain people.
I mean, does that count as a public humiliation and a public embarrassment?
I don't think so, because I think
there were 20 people on the stage. I'm the only one who fell off.
Yeah, well,
that's kind of an embarrassing moment. I would say so.
Who fell off the stage?
So that might be mine. How about you, Kevin? Because we're going to take some calls from listeners. We want to hear about your most public humiliation, the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you. You know, like you're up in front of the class at school and you get an erection. That's the type of thing that we're looking for. At 1-800-520-1067. What happened to you that moment that you'll never live down?
Mine I've never told before because I was hoping it wouldn't come out, but it's funny. We have somebody here at the station named Aisa who's super cool. and she watches out for us. Mm-hmm. And we were in Las Vegas. And it's possible that somebody had been overserved. I know that's hard to imagine.
Is this somebody you?
Let's just say, for the sake of example, yes.
Okay. All right. Since we're just telling stories, right. Right on it. Let's just make it you.
So things go south quickly. And I, or whoever this person is, didn't know why, didn't see it coming, didn't feel it coming, but started throwing up like a madman.
Oh, wow.
In a casino.
Oh, no.
So Aisa, being the friend that she was, grabbed me and started walking me toward the elevator. Dude, let's go. Mm-hmm. And there was no controlling the timing of anything. So sometimes I'd step away from her and grab a trash can. Other times, wherever I happened to be.
Oh, my God. You just kept throwing up?
Couldn't help it.
How many times did you vomit?
Look, it's hard for me to remember that particular night.
Like at least three?
Here's what I remember. Yeah. Probably 7, 8, 9.
Oh, my God. Usually you throw up one time, you feel tons better.
Yep. Yeah. Usually.
You kept feeling bad.
Yeah.
Or your friend did.
So my friend was being hustled through the casino while in a constant state of volatile vomit. And finally got to the elevator. And God bless Aisa, because somebody said, "Hey, is that Bean?" And what do you think she said?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I was so happy.
Don't put that on me. I wasn't at the casino. I wasn't throwing up.
Don't put that
on me, man.
Come on, Ricky Bobby.
What about
asked. They said, is it B? They gave us the out. I mean, I didn't think of it.
All right.
But once they offered it on a platter, why not take it?
If they're giving you an escape route, you might as well take it. All right. Let's talk to Jane real quick from L.A. Line 2, please, at 1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your most embarrassing moments. And by the way, Kevin, let's remember when we come back for part two of this conversation about the time you vomited in the helicopter, because I think that was also one of your greatest hits.
Right.
I have too many. We can just do all my stories. But let's go to Jane in Los Angeles. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Public embarrassment.
So I went to Starbucks and I got a latte, and instead of soy, they gave me regular, and I'm lactose intolerant. Ugh. I went to work, and, you know, about 40 minutes later, my stomach started gurgling. I was talking to everyone at work, and then I farted. In front of everyone.
Like a lot?
Like a lot.
Like when you're lactose intolerant and they put milk in you, you can't stop it, right?
No. I felt my stomach gurgling. I'm like, oh, no. And it was just like, it kept going. I was so embarrassed.
Did you quickly explain to everybody, oh, no, I accidentally had some milk?
I just didn't know what to do. I was so horrified. So I was like, oh, I feel so sick. I think I need to go home.
But it sounded like this.
I feel so sick. I gotta go home.
Now, I have to ask you this question, Jade, about the kind of people that you work with. Were they cool about it and never brought it up again?
Or
is that something that they teased you about for a long time after?
No, they never brought it up again.
What? Oh, you're lucky. And you're so lucky.
Laughed?
Sorry?
Nobody laughed?
They were in shock because, you know, it's a professional environment.
It was until we let Jane in there. All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling. Stay away from the milk. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. We'll take your call on your most embarrassing moment next, right after this on K-Rock. I didn't think that was going to outlast me.
Jane, seriously.
He's still going. What's going on? What's happening?
Another 1,000 for beer month.
No, $2,000.
Happened again.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Amazing.
Just doubled up.
Hey, the Consumer Electronics Show is going on, as it does this week every year in Las Vegas. We'll talk to our friend Ashley Escada from CNET about what's new, what we'll be able to buy in like 3 years, coming up in about 10 minutes or so here in K-Rock. First, though, we're talking about public embarrassments. There's a college football player in Florida who pooped his pants during a bowl game.
A little more research. They did have a trainer with a towel.
Okay.
to help him out, but not not until, you know, everyone saw what happened.
Yeah.
I hope he's a senior, by the way, because otherwise that's all he's going to hear next year on campus. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. For instance, Jorge writes in, a few years ago I had to give a public presentation, one that I had given many times without any problems. During this particular time, though, the governor was in the front row. I made eye contact with him, and I froze. My mouth got dry. I lost my train of thought several times. It was the most embarrassing thing for my profession.
Oh, stop it. I do that every 5 minutes.
That was his public humiliation. Let's take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067. We got plenty of things with stuff coming out of people's bodies, but let's try to get a couple on first that don't. How about Bill in Long Beach on line five?
Yes.
All right. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for holding on, man. What was your public embarrassment?
Yeah, when I was about 16, I worked at a catering place. I broke about 250 plates.
Wow. What kind of event was it?
Oh, it was a wedding.
A wedding.
How do you?
And best man's toast. I was stacking them back behind the double swinging doors. I hear someone scream my name. I look at the table, and it's about 45 degrees, quickly went to 90 degrees. All the plates hit the double doors, out into the wedding, and I'm standing there with two doors now jammed open with 200 plates broken, holding a scraper and a plate next
Sweet.
To a trash can.
And you went, too many to clean, sorry.
Hey,
yeah, sorry about that.
What happens?
Standing ovation every time I went back.
Standing ovation.
What happens when you make a mistake like that? Do you have to pay for all those plates?
Well, the sad thing is, I think about a week later from some people's recollection. Now I forget this. I did it again.
Oh, excellent.
Not as many. But no one told on me. The boss just was wondering where about 200 to 300 plates went.
That's fantastic.
We just all played dumb.
Thank you for the call, Bill. Appreciate that. Let's go to Burbank now. Brianna joins us. She's on line six here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You talk about our college football player in a stadium. That's kind of what happened to Brianna, too. She had a bunch of people watching.
Hey, Brianna.
Hey.
What happened?
Well, I was singing the national anthem for the professional San Diego Sockers, and I forgot the words.
You forgot the words to the national anthem?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
What kind of forgetting the words? The kind where you just sing anything that comes to mind, or the kind where you just stop and have no idea what to say?
This is what it felt like. The lights went black, and there was a spotlight, and they handed me a microphone, and I walked out to the center, and I get there, and I go, oh, say, can you see?
That's it? That's all you remembered?
It was so bad I started shaking. And then I literally said, let me start over. Oh, say.
Oh,
and I did it again. And I kind of, I got to the next line by the dawn's early light, and that was all I had.
Oh.
I just, like, apologized profusely, and the spotlight followed me off. And
I love it.
It was bad.
I love it.
And how did, I mean, honestly, how bad did you feel? That must have been terrible.
I didn't cry till I got off of the field, which is good. But from what I heard, everyone in the arena was so nice about it, and they were all trying to sing along and help me with the words.
Oh,
I could hear them because it was spotlight. And
that's very cool. All right. Thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate that. All right. We do have time for a couple, Kevin. Who do you like here?
I think I'd like to do Esther, because that doesn't seem like what you want to do at a wedding. Hi, Esther.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Talking about embarrassing moments. What happened?
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I were at a friend's wedding, and the Dirty Dancing song came on. So we decided to do the list, and everyone's watching. He lifts me up, but he also lifts my whole dress up. And
that's nice of him to share you that way.
I'm not wearing any underwear, nothing. It was really, really bad. And so a lot of our closest friends and the whole entire wedding party got to know me a bit better.
Well, you have a very different definition of bad than I do.
How many of your friends took a picture, though?
Oh, gosh. They all said no one took a picture. And by then, the photographers left, so that was good. But one of our really creepy friends came up, and he was like, oh, I feel like I know you much better.
Oh, God.
It was really bad.
I thought I saw you on weddingupskirts.com. I just wasn't sure. All right. Thank you, Esther. Let's do one more. Wow. Really?
I don't want to talk that one or that one.
Okay. All right. Why don't we talk to Justin, since we just heard Esther flashing her lady parts. I think she needs to meet Justin in Venice on line 7. He had a very similar incident.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What happened? What event were you at?
So I was a junior in high school, and I was in the theater program. And what I had to do for the
it, and I had to wear this really skimpy red prom dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wearing really loose boxers. I didn't really know at the time. And I had to put my leg up on a chair. And right when I did it, in front of like 400 people were watching in this auditorium. And right when I did it, everyone's like kind of like gasped and I kind of laughed. So I thought they were just like loving the skit. So I like kind of played it up a little more.
Hey, they love me. I'm going to really give it to them.
Exactly. So when I walked off the stage, though, like my 80-year-old woman theater teacher goes, "You know, Justin, you really need to learn how to wear a dress because we all saw your testicles."
No.
Oh, wow. That is not how you want to hear about that.
No.
I think you did the right thing, though.
I'm glad you could laugh about it now, Justin. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Las Vegas is where it's happening once again this year. International Consumer Electronics Show. Our friend Ashley Escada is there from CNET.com, where you can watch her daily with a program called Tomorrow Daily, along with Rich Demuro. Hey, Ashley. Happy New Year, my dear. How are you?
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys. Can I make a little tiny correction?
Sure.
I'm actually hosting Tomorrow Daily with Kale Anonymous now.
I apologize. I did not know that. What happened to Rich?
Well, he had an extra kid, and that makes things really hard scheduling because, you know, he gets up at 3 a.m. to do KTLA. So
yeah.
It's pretty tough. But I wanted to get – because Kale's been working very hard here at the show, so I wanted to make sure he got a little credit.
It is noted. Thank you so much for that. So how's Las Vegas? You having fun?
Yeah, we had our CNET party last night, and we all got to hang out with Snoop at the Venetian, which was pretty cool. He did a set. It was pretty great.
Snoop. So he performed for you guys.
Yeah. Well, it was a big party every year. CNET would feel like a big party. It's really fun. I'm still not quite sure why we do it on Tuesday night. That's one of the first nights of the show for being open.
That seems like bad planning.
Extra punishment almost.
Now, when Snoop performs at a party like that, do you have to provide the weed, or does he still bring his own?
You know, I'm not privy to those contract negotiations. I'm not really sure.
I can tell you that he would not trust yours, and he would bring his own.
Yes. I'm sure whatever the nerds could round up is probably not as good.
Nope,
that's true.
Whatever Snoop can round up.
He would bring his own.
Well, listen, some years are more exciting than others for the Consumer Electronics Show. This year, it seems to be mostly about TVs that are bigger and thinner and brighter. Is that what you're seeing a lot of on the floor?
Yeah, and actually, and my favorite modifier to TVs is more affordable. So this is kind of, I think, for me, the year of 4K, and not just TVs, because we've seen 4K TVs before, but the year of 4K finally coming into consumer homes, like people who, you know, are not billionaires and can buy $100,000 OLED TVs that are, you know, curved and all this stuff. We finally are seeing some sub $1,000 4K TVs.
Wow.
So,
but let me ask you this, Ashley. Is there programming that can use 4K?
So interestingly enough, not only are we seeing like all these TVs that are, you know, affordable and 4K, we're also seeing ways to not create content in 4K. So Sony announced a couple of new Handycam that shoots in 4K for content creators like YouTubers and smaller indie outlets and even families. And then and they also had an action cam that they announced, which is a little bit like a GoPro. It's for, you know, adventurers or even parents who just want to have something small to put in their pocket. And Tony Hawk came out and had it, you know, attached to his skateboard. And it was this tiny little thing. I mean, you couldn't even believe it was a camera. And he had it attached underneath, like above the wheels. On the underside of his skateboard. It was really incredible.
How is 4K different from high def? It's just better than high def?
So it's a higher resolution. So if you think about, we originally had 720p was our first sort of high def TV, and now you're used to seeing 1080.
Yep.
And now 4K is 4,000. It's around like 4,000 pixels resolution. So it's four times the clarity that you would see on a 1080p TV.
All right, but let me ask this question, because this is the thing with electronics. Can you really tell that it's four times better?
Okay, so when I had first read about 4K, I was like, yeah, okay, like sure. And then when you see these TVs in person, I mean, the demos they run obviously are made to sort of elicit a response out of you and look as beautiful as humanly possible.
Right.
But some of these demos, you feel like you could really just reach out and touch it. I mean, there's no, like, even when you get closer to the TV, it's very difficult to see any like jagged edges or pixelation at all. So it's really impressive. it's really impressive to sort of see what they've been able to do. And one of the reasons the TVs are a little bit less expensive now is they're starting to do this thing called quantum dot technology. And all of the companies have their own sort of marketing and brand name for it, like Color Prime and SUHD. But what they're doing is they're trying to make LCD panels the same, or at least get them close to the same type of quality that an OLED panel is. So the OLED ones are the really expensive ones that we see and that you guys read about. But the LCD ones are the ones that are much more affordable to produce. So if they can bring that color richness to those panels, they can make it a lot more affordable for you and me.
Let me go back to Kevin's question about the programming. I remember when we were all trying to get 3D to happen, the NFL came out and said they were going to start doing some games in 3D. Are they leading the way for 4K, or is something else going to be in 4K first?
Well, I mean, I would imagine porn.
Let's be honest. Porn leads the way with everything.
We don't want to see porn in 4K, do we?
No,
really? Depends on who.
Really,
that's every pimple, man.
Nobody really. I don't think anybody does. Like, let's slather Vaseline on those lenses and that. But yeah, no, it's, I think, two different places. Obviously, sports is a really big one. People want to see, you know, the hits in games and even, you know, alternate sports like UFC. Like, this is a really great opportunity for them to take advantage.
That would be great.
Netflix is, I love it because you can almost taste the blood.
Yeah.
It's so good. And then Netflix actually came out and they've been making 4K content for their original programming. So you're actually able to, if you have the internet, the bandwidth connection to support it, and you also have a 4K TV, you can, in fact, stream shows like House of Cards in 4K right now.
I would guess that I don't know the price point where it would become, you know, saturated. I would guess 500, 400. I mean, are we there yet, or are we still at 800, 900?
I think we're not quite there yet. I mean, I think that's going to take another couple years and another a couple Super Bowl sales, weekend sales. But I definitely think that you're going to start seeing good, but larger. I mean, the 4K screens that we're seeing under $1,000 are smaller and are less feature-rich than all of these, you know, really high-end smart TVs that we're seeing from companies like Samsung and LG and Sony. But I definitely think that this will be the year you actually start going over to a friend's house and going, oh, you got a new 4K TV. Like, that's awesome. Like, I want to see it. So it'll be really fun for everybody, I think.
We're talking to Ashley Escada right now from CNET, Tomorrow Daily on CNET.com, about the Consumer Electronics Show. Two other things I want to ask you about, Ashley. One is the biggest surprise of all the press coming out of Las Vegas this week is that there is still a Sony Walkman. How, like, didn't we bury that with the iPod? How is the Walkman a thing that is new this year in Las Vegas?
So Sony, I actually think this is a really great play by Sony to sort of revive and resurrect the Walkman name, because it has a lot of goodwill behind it. A lot of people that, you know, bringing back things that were big in the 90s is really huge right now. There's a lot of nostalgia for things in the 90s. And I think that that's a really good play by them to sort of bring back the MP3 player. And maybe make a little go at Apple, who hasn't really updated. They don't really update their iPod line as much, and they're much more focused on using your iPhone as an MP3 player. Unfortunately, for anybody hoping to get a high fidelity MP3 player, which this is a very interesting thing also that's a trend at the show, are these very high quality playback, like lossless playback devices like the Pono player.
Right.
So we have the Pono player, and then we have Sony bringing out this Walkman, the ZX2, and it's going to be $1,200.
Well, that sounds perfect for any consumer.
Wow.
Yeah, and it runs a kind of old version of Android, so it's one of those things where if you're looking for it to do everything like your phone, you're not going to get that. I mean, this is for people who want a high quality, you know, audiophile listening experience.
But those people are
not much else.
Those people are also going to need speakers that can make that worth it.
Right.
Right.
Well, there's
our headphones or whatever.
Sony's doing a thing where they're, if you buy the new Walkman, it's nice of them to throw in this sort of service for free where they will upscale your music to the higher quality or maybe match it. I'm not 100% sure on what that service entails. I haven't gotten to ask Sony too much about that, but I know that they said that there would be some sort of either match or, an upscaling of your songs.
Most stuff now on iTunes is 256K, right?
Right. And this is all lossless
music.
Like, I'm so happy that my ears suck and I can't really tell the difference between the higher and the lower level quality. I'm so lucky like that. So I don't need to spend $1,200 for a Walkman.
Yeah, for me, it's like I think most people are not so tuned into audio quality that they would spot a noticeable difference.
Right. All right. We had other stuff, but we're out of time, unfortunately, Ashley. So you're going to be there all week and then be talking about it every day on Tomorrow Daily. What time does that post at CNET.com?
We actually have live shows here at the show. We're right from the show stage, and you can watch it if you go over to ces.cnet.com and click on videos. We have our live stream. We're live streaming all day from the show every day until Thursday evening, and we'll go live at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
Sounds great. We're glad we got a chance to catch up with you. Happy New Year. We'll see you soon, okay?
Bye. You guys are the best.
Thanks, Ashley.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55. Adam Carolla joins us with This Week in Rage coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, we're up here with the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Hot fudge. Holy moly.
What are you excited about?
Excited about Bryan Singer, director Bryan Singer, being a first-time dad at the tender age of 49. The X-Men director welcomed a baby boy into the world. I thought he was gay.
Did you?
Yeah. Wasn't he the guy who was involved in all the
He was. He was
the talk of
a lot of accusations with the boys and the things and the parties and the things and the how do you do, nice to meet you, touch my hee-hee-hee.
Right. Hmm.
Any of that proven, or was it all just talk?
No, they all went away.
All went away.
They all went away, yeah. He and his longtime friend, Michelle Clooney of Queer as Folk fame, had a baby together. Now, apparently, the story is they used to date, but now are just friends, and they've planned this baby for years. So now they have a baby.
Well, maybe it was one of those best friend situations where I don't have a man and you're not going to have a kid.
You don't either. And...
Right. So let's get together and create a child.
And so they have a little baby named Dashiell.
Nope.
Dashiell Julius William Clooney Singer.
Nope.
That's a mouthful.
What's the real name?
Dashiell. Okay. No. You don't mean a lot of Dashiells anymore.
You don't.
But he'll be Dash.
Sure. You ever did.
He'll be Dash. Right. Well, Dashiell Hammett, of course, the legendary author.
Sure.
That's the only one that I ever knew existed.
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe he's a big Dashiell Hammett fan.
Robin
Thicke, his public dating life is still in the news. You know, famously, he was trying to get his estranged wife, Paula Patton, back.
He would go on award shows and concert stages.
Saying, please come back, I love you, I'm sorry. And
he would
named
ask
an album after Paula. It was the name of the album.
He would ask the audience to help him like they could somehow.
Well, he's all over her now. He's got a new girlfriend, a model named April Love Geary. She is 19 years old.
Is she perhaps hot?
She is, in fact, attractive. And now that he is dating the 19-year-old model, the model posted a morning after selfie from her bed of the two of them having been together.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin Thicke's ex-wife Paula Patton went crazy and called him and gave him a hard time about it. Called him pathetic, a joke, and suggested he grow up.
I'm sorry, wait.
You don't get that. No, not no. Shush. You shush.
She was shushed for a year while he was trying to get
her
back.
She had no interest in him. I'm moving on. Please get on with your life. Forget about it. I don't want you back. We're done. And then the 19-year-old says, hey, I'm having sex with Robin Thicke. And then she's like, hey, you keep your girl quiet, and this is embarrassing.
This is, I don't want you, but I don't want anyone else to have you.
Especially a 19-year-old model.
By the way, Paula Patton's got nothing to worry about. I mean, look
at her. No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she's incredibly attractive.
She still wins.
Right. She totally wins.
Not like she's Dustin Diamond.
Well, who is?
Screech from Saved by the Bell. The only guest of the Kevin and Bean Show that I can ever remember being asked to leave, other than that Scientology dude.
Yeah,
the only two people Kevin threw out of the studio. Well, he didn't really throw the Scientology guy out. He had security come and escort him away.
I just threatened.
Well, you don't want to mess with our security team, by the way, because they will rough you up.
I said, do I need to call security? And then I was thinking to myself, please don't call my bluff. We don't have security.
We don't have any security.
Look, we all seen Chip, man. She's deadly.
All right.
She'll break your toe.
Screech has been decided will, in fact, have to stand trial for allegedly stabbing a man in a Wisconsin bar on Christmas Day.
I can't believe that's illegal in Wisconsin.
It should be on Christmas Day. You should be allowed to stab a guy in a bar. Because
if you're in a bar on Christmas.
If you're in a bar at Christmas, you got a lot of problems.
Yeah, true.
And so does the guy who gets the business end of the blade,
Maybe
too.
You're doing him a favor. You know.
Exactly. You both should just be a wash. They just say, you're in a bar on Christmas.
Wisconsin.
What stays in a bar on Christmas in Wisconsin?
Let's get a knife. Do it at the same time.
Yeah. He was charged. He went into jail. $10,000 bail that he posted got out. But now it has been decided that he will have to face the charges in court. So,
you know, I thought the worst thing that ever happened to him was his participation in that porn video, Saved by the Smell.
Right.
But it sounds like this could end up being worse for him.
Indeed. Also arrested at the time was his professional party clown girlfriend fiance.
Those are all true?
Amanda Schutz is her name, and she is... goes by the name of Lollipop the Clown professionally. She also, she was part of the problem. She got in a fight and got her nose broke, and that's why he ended up stabbing a dude.
Wow.
What a Christmas. It's like something out of Dickens.
It's Christmas like that. It's so classic.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Lindsay Fonseca.
Yep.
Boy.
Yep.
She's talented and funny and
she's
adorable.
She's your co-star, isn't she?
And my co-star from Agent Carter. That's right. 28 years old today. Speaking of the Marvel Universe, Brett Dalton, that turncoat, that traitorous Agent Ward from S.H.I.E.L.D.'s Agents of Marvel. Nope.
Whatever they're
reverse
called.
That. Strike that. Reverse it. He's 33 years old today. Lauren Cohen, you know her from Walking Dead, of course, plays Maggie on that show. She's 33. Dustin Diamond, we're just talking about Double D.
Oh, he's having such a good life.
He is. Happy birthday, Double D.
How old is he?
He's 38 years old.
And this is what his life is. He's just waiting for these charges.
He's just drinking in a bar in Wisconsin where he now lives on Christmas.
With his clown girlfriend. How has
Lollipop.
A country song not been written about that yet?
Jeremy Renner's 44. Another Marvel U alum. All my Marvel co-stars are celebrating birthdays today. Nicolas Cage, 51 years old today. He was Ghost Rider.
Yes, he was.
Another Marvel character.
His head sure was on fire.
Sure was. And David Caruso, who is not a cartoon character, but, well, I guess in some ways he kind
of
is.
Sort of, yeah.
He's 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I'm always excited when the new year comes around. We get to catch up with some old friends we haven't talked to in a while, including Adam Carolla. Of course, he's got the Adam Carolla Show and the Dr. Drew Show, both available at adamcarolla.com. And some upcoming shows, including Las Vegas' Hard Rock Casino's Vinyl Room. Two big shows on Saturday night, January 17th at 7 with Penn Jillette and at 9:30 with, Kevin, you're not going to believe this, Jeff Dunham.
Is that the guy with the puppet?
That's the guy with the puppet. Adam Carolla with Penn Jillette at 7, Jeff Dunham at 9:30. Tickets are on sale now, just $40 at adamcarolla.com. Good excuse to go to Las Vegas. Ace Man, how are you? Happy New Year.
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
We haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on with you?
Oh, just getting pumped for... could there be any guys further apart than Penn Jillette and Jeff Dunham?
No.
That's going to be a bizarre night for you, isn't it?
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if Jeff Dunham was a dwarf... And then he could work himself as a puppet. But that guy's probably sold more tickets to comedy theaters in the last decade than anybody.
Are you friends with him? I was surprised how this one came together.
You talk to the guy, and he's incredibly interesting. He builds his own helicopters. And by the way, when you build your own helicopter and you test your own helicopter and you get certified to fly helicopters, part of the test is you go up to 2,000 feet and you shut the engine.
What?
Yes.
And then you just let the puppet take over?
Akmar takes over, or whatever his name is. No, you get into this thing called auto-erotic asphyxiation. That's something else.
That's something else entirely.
No, it's like counter-gyration, where you start spinning the blade the other way through the air moving through it and blah, 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 and you can land the helicopter without turning the engine back on.
Yeah, I don't need to do any of that.
I feel like that's a giant setup for somebody that wants me dead.
I feel like that and ventriloquism, though, is a lot of range.
Yeah,
it is.
It's true. Well, that's going to be a great night again in Las Vegas, Saturday, January 17th. Go to adamcarolla.com. The Ace Man joins us about this time every week for a feature we like to call This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with three and working my way up to number one, I was driving on the 2 freeway yesterday. I saw a big, colorful, extended van, pink and blue and lettering all over it. And it said, "Follow me to the Santa Clarita Children's Library." And I've seen a few of those vans and bumper stickers and stuff that said, "Follow me, too." I've never seen a children's library. First off, has it ever happened? And then secondly, wouldn't you be arrested?
Yeah, I feel that seems all illegal right there.
What if I followed that van all the way to Santa Clarita, and then I just got out and went, "Well, what's up? Where are the kids?"
It does sound like a dangerous invitation.
The kids. Oh, yeah, the books. The books, too. Yeah, sure, sure.
Right, books, books, whatever.
The kids, where are they? I've been following you for 26 miles now. Where are they? You know how hard it is to drive with a boner? What's up? Not open? You told me to follow you.
You think that bumper sticker's like 30 years old?
It's painted on the side of the van, and it looks pretty fresh. I'm just saying, I don't think the follow me thing has ever happened. And if it did, what good could come of it?
That wouldn't end well.
Ever followed you would be arrested. Plus, the guy would probably call on his cell phone when we're, you know, heading. By the time I got to Glendale, he'd be like, "A guy in a gray Jag has been on my ass for 18 miles.
Yeah, that's a sting operation. That's all that is.
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't put it on the van if you don't want it. I was watching, speaking of the kids, I was watching the playoff games with my boy, Sonny, and, you know, you've turned into an old man when you were like, "Oh, how am I going to explain this to my kids?" But the NFL is tough because the NFL has the No More campaign where they're just silent. And it's like, "Daddy, why is the big black man crying but not saying anything? Did something happen to his mommy?" And they do the whole, you know, rape campaign with the No More, and everyone's just sitting there holding back the tears, and there's no sound coming out. And my son's watching it going, "Why are these guys doing this?" And then the very next commercial is a Cialis commercial.
Okay.
Feels, in terms of explaining to your 8-year-old what the hell is going on with these two commercials.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You just get Jeff Dunham to come in with a puppet?
Yeah, if he's 8, I'm distracting him.
Yeah, that's the part where you go, I smell churros. Where are they coming from? Is mommy making?" And then you just run into the next room, right?
Let's go find the children's library, son.
I'm just saying, I think you got to pad those. Yeah, my feeling is if you're going to run the anti-rape and violence commercial with the boner commercial, you have to pad it with, like, a Pete Ellis Dodge commercial or something. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah, a little breathing room in between, yeah.
You toss in an Audi commercial or Dodge truck commercial. I need a little buffer commercial in between those two commercials.
I don't feel like you're asking too much.
No, it's just a simple programming thing. And then number one, could we please, I'm making a personal plea to all the parents who think they're doing me a favor by getting my kids more gifts than they know what to do with every year on Christmas. Please stop. I know it's this horrible Cold War escalation of, you know, Cousin Sal's got kids, so we get his kids' gifts, so Cousin Sal's got to get my kids' gifts. Packages just start showing up. It never ends. And by the way, if you're going to get them something, just get them a goddamn soccer ball. Don't get them the My First Tie-Dye set with the squeeze bottles with the 29 different colors in it and the 200 feet of yarn and all the rubber bands and the schematic. And my daughter's pulling the thing out and laying it out on the carpet. And I'm like, no, no, no. Everything has a bit, a piece. Everything's got paint in it. Everything's got a spring in it. Just get them a goddamn soccer ball.
Something that's not going to mess up your whole house. That's all you're asking.
Yeah, and the gardener's kids can play with it.
You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the details about Adam's podcast and CatchAContractor.com for the TV show. And don't miss him on stage in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Casino's Vinyl Room on Saturday, January 17th with Penn Jillette and then with Jeff Dunham. Tickets available at AdamCarolla.com. Happy New Year, Ace Man. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:36.
Hey, congratulations to Eva Campos from Whittier. Thanks so much for listening. You have won your way into Sean White's Air and Style, which is coming to the Rose Bowl on February 21st and 22nd, and lift tickets to Bear Mountain. We've got those you can win all week long. Details at KROQ.com. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday.
Marty, it's happening. Your shoes will now lace themselves.
That's what they told us in the Back to the Future 2.
That's right. 2015 was the year that Doc and Marty traveled to. And Marty puts on those Nikes and power laces.
Because it's really hard to lace your shoes.
How much time do you have to spend every day lacing up shoes? You don't have that kind of time.
You don't. I agree.
Guys, after my accident at the Acoustic Christmas, I had my wife help me tie my shoes for 2 weeks.
Been doing that for 2 years.
Couldn't bend over. Couldn't do it. Would have loved to be able to push a button, have those things tie themselves.
Bean became even more of a joy to be married to.
Can you imagine?
It is like she's married to a 100-year-old.
Can you tie my shoes?
Poor lady.
I know. She has to help me get out of bed some days.
You need to let her out.
Really, let her
release
go.
Her into the wild. She comes back to you, whatever that saying is.
Right.
It's all on that. Her.
I'm just saying, I think the button where you push it, it does your shoelace is a great idea. I wish we had it.
Well, you'll be happy to know, and Nike exec confirmed today that we're on our way to get our Marty McFly Back to the Future shoes with power laces. It will be out this year in 2015, the same year they appeared in Back to the Future 2.
That's awesome that they're doing that.
Why? Why is it awesome? Why do you need power laces? Because they were in a movie.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's a question.
But that's my point.
It was just a visual gag in a film. No one really needs it.
But then it turns out to be true because 30 years later, Nike does it.
But
I
how
love
much
that.
Time do you spend tying your shoes?
I love the symmetry of that.
But
that's
who needs
awesome.
Things that happen in movies to be real?
I do. I want a theme park that I can go to and see dinosaurs.
We are losing you, man.
Anyway, you're going to get these shoes sometime this year. They said they're going to fulfill the promise of was the film. So,
can't wait.
They have filed a patent for power lace technology. It's going to happen.
Love it. Can't wait. Who's with me?
No one.
Wow. Nick Lachey's a dad again. He and his wife, Vanessa Manillo. Welcome to baby girl and to their family, Brooklyn. Brooklyn Lachey. Hmm. She joins her big brother, Camden, who's now 2 years old. So Brooklyn and Camden.
We've
got New York and Jersey sewed up. I don't know where they're going to go next. By the way, I think they're planning a reality show based on the Lachey brothers, and they're opening a sports bar in Cincinnati.
Yes.
So much like the Wahlburger, where the Wahlberg brothers opened up a burger restaurant. We get to follow the Lachey's as they serve beer and hot wings to people.
But we don't have to, right?
No, we don't. Felicia Rashad, longtime co-star of Bill Cosby on The Cosby Show. For 10 seasons, she played Claire Huxtable to his Cliff. She's finally speaking out about those sexual abuse allegations that have resurfaced about Bill Cosby after all these years. And she says she never saw any inappropriate behavior from Cosby. She doesn't believe there's any truth to these allegations. In fact, she casts aspersions on the women who are making them. Forget these women. She said, what you're seeing is the destruction of a legacy, and I think it's orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it. So it's a conspiracy that she has no idea who's behind.
It's quite a conspiracy.
Maybe she should know why or who's doing it before she says, forget these women.
Or maybe she could offer up even a conjecture, even a possibility of a reason why someone would want to destroy Bill Cosby's legacy. Because he has so much sway in the African-American community. This will break their backs. If we take Cosby down, then all the black people will stop demanding things from us.
Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she does not have an alternate theory why 40 women who don't know each other would have the same story. Right.
She has no idea.
Wow.
Look, I get wanting to believe in your friends. I get that. I mean, your impulse would be, please tell me it's not true. But I think you reserve judgment until you know. You don't
come out and say, forget these women. I'll tell you that.
And you know, for a long time, she wouldn't say anything about any of the charges, which was the right choice. That was the smart move at that point.
Right, because you don't know anything.
You continue on with that move, I think, if you made that move initially.
I agree.
Because you don't know anything. None of us do, except him and those women. And Fat Albert, of course.
Sure.
Hey, drink this cappuccino. Sad news for Kevin.
Why?
Covert Affairs. canceled yeah. after five seasons.
Love that show.
Kevin did love that show. It was on USA Network. Piper Perabo, Christopher Gorman, of course. The spy drama was doing very well for a while, and then ratings started to dip to around a million people an episode this past November. So they said, oh, well.
That show was really well done, I thought.
It was really well done and really well performed, and I liked they were enormously likable, the entire cast.
Yep.
But just too much television, I think, sometimes to sustain a show. And White Collar, that's gone. USA's losing a lot of their shows that I like.
I liked White Collar, too.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor David Caruso is 59 years old today. You know him, of course, from CSI Las Vegas?
Miami.
I think he's Miami.
That's where he's from. Nicolas Cage turns 51. Jeremy Renner's 44. Dustin Diamond turns 38 today. Dustin, by the way, it has been announced today, will have to stand trial for stabbing a dude in a bar in Wisconsin on Christmas.
Oh, we're playing Mad Libs?
Nope, that's an actual thing. He actually, well, he was alleged, it's alleged that he actually did that on with Christmas his, in a bar.
With his professional clown girlfriend.
With his professional clown girlfriend.
Oh, that sounds like it's too good to be true, but it's also.
It was Screech in the bar with the knife on Christmas. It's a new game
with
of
the clown.
With Clue that you can play.
Wow.
Lauren Cohen from The Walking Dead is 33 years old today. Brett Dalton, you may know him as Agent Ward, that turncoat, that two-faced spy, that Hydra bastard. 33 years old.
And now that you're an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., you can't stand for that, Ralph.
I am actually not an agent from S.H.I.E.L.D. I was a radio announcer.
Yeah, but that's your
agent
cover.
Oh, that's my cover.
That's your cover.
Yeah, you have a backstory for me
sure.
that I don't know about?
Well, yeah, Agent Carter's not really a phone operator.
That's
just
true.
That's what she tells her roommate.
And
come on, man.
Speaking of Agent Carter, which debuted last night to much fanfare, Lindsay Fonseca. She was on the show last night. She's just adorable. 28 years old today. Happy birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her off tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to talk to Dr. Drew about that dude with two penises. That's,
oh, good.
That's odd.
Because it sounds to... Well, I don't know, because we only heard part of the interview from HLN last night. It sounded to me like he was buying it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Kevin has kind of convinced me that it's not true. Kevin has convinced me that the whole thing's a big hoax, and I can't wait to talk to the doc about it.
We know somebody who will not fly. Didn't have any tragic accident. Nothing happened when he was a kid. Didn't see anything horrific.
No
reason for it.
Yeah.
Not afraid to, won't.
Terrified
of it. Scared to death.
Yeah.
Scared to death.
But I'm saying a lot of people are scared to death, and still they have to go someplace, so they get on a plane.
Right.
Not this guy. So we'll take some calls tomorrow. We also have comedian Bob Saget in the studio. We're going to talk to Jim Rome on the show about all kinds of sports, including John Jones.
John Jones, doing cocaine. Did a couple bumps. Now he's done.
That's tomorrow.